Grandad's Magic Gadgets by Helen Everett Camplin. Chapter 1. Escape from Bed.
"It's happening again, Mum!" Marvin shouted.
There was no reply. Marvin was going to be late for school, and it was all because of Grandad. Grandad and his mad gadgets. Marvin looked up at the clock on his bedroom wall. The clock was one of Grandad's mad gadgets. It didn't say 8:15, which was the real time. It said 8:15 shower time, because Marvin usually had his shower at 8:00. Marvin shouted again.
"Mum, can you help me? I can't get out of bed."
Still no reply from downstairs. Marvin slowly counted to 10 and then screamed as loudly as he could.
"Hello! Can anybody hear me?"
Nobody could. Grandad was making too much noise in the garage. He always made a lot of noise when he was making his gadgets. Marvin's bed was another of Grandad's mad gadgets. Every morning at 8:00, the bed woke up and tidied the blankets so Marvin didn't have to. The problem was that today Marvin woke up at 8:15, so the bed tried to tidy him up too. The blanket on the bed didn't want to let him go, so he couldn't move his arms and legs. He was like a banana waiting for someone to come and eat him, or like toothpaste in a tube, waiting for someone to push him out.
"Am I more like a banana or toothpaste?" he thought.
Marvin could not decide which, but he knew that this was a very important question.